Happy Friday, everyone. Congratulations, you survived another week. Today is January 8th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1913, future Hall of Famer Frank Chance becomes the New York Yankees manager and first baseman. In 1945, University of Kentucky Wildcats men's basketball team sets an NCAA record by holding Arkansas State to 6 points in a 75-6 win. In 1947, Toronto Maple Leafs rookie Howie Mecker scores 5 goals in a game. In 1955, Furman University sets an NCAA basketball single-game scoring record with 154 points. In 1955, Georgia Tech ends Kentucky's 130-game home basketball win streak. In 1962, 21-year-old future Hall of Famer Jack Nicklaus makes his first professional appearance. He tied for 50th in the Los Angeles Open. In 1972, the NCAA announces freshmen can play on team sports starting in the fall. In 1980, Islander Glenn Rausch gains his 20th shutout against the Canucks in a 3-0 win. Also in 1980, the NCAA decides to sponsor women's championships in 5 different sports. In 1984, to continue with the NCAA theme, they announced that the basketball tournament will have 64 teams. In 1987, Jack Sikma of Milwaukee begins an NBA free throw streak of 51 straight games. In 1993, Michael Jordan's game-high 35 points lead the Chicago Bulls to a 120-95 win over Milwaukee. This gives him exactly 20,000 points in his 620th game of his NBA career. He's the second fastest player to reach a milestone after Wilt Chamberlain, who did it in 499 games. In 1996, for the first time in 25 years, no one is elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Jumping ahead to the year 2000, the Music City Miracle in the AFC wildcard game. The Titans defeat the Buffalo Bills 22-16 in the last 16 seconds with Kevin Dyson running the length of the field for a game-winning touchdown. Sticking with the NFL, Joe Gibbs retires for the second time as a head coach of the Washington Redskins in 2008. And let's stay with the NFL. 2012, the 3-16 game, AFC wildcard playoff game. Underdog Denver Broncos defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-23 with a Tim Tebow connecting with Demaryius Thomas on an 80-yard touchdown pass on the first scrimmage play of overtime. Switching over to the NBA, a year later, Steve Nash records his 10,000th career assist against Houston, becoming the 5th player with 10,000 assists, joining John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Mark Jackson, and Magic Johnson. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. For our deep dive today, we look at arguably one of the greatest golfers of all time in Jack Nicklaus. Because his career is so expansive, we're going to be focusing on the years he starts to pick up golf until he becomes a professional. Jack William Nicklaus, nicknamed the Golden Bear, during the course of his career that lasted nearly a quarter of a century, he won a record 18 major championships, 3 more than second place Tiger Woods. Nicklaus focused on major championships, the Masters, U.S. Open, Open Championship, and PGA Championship, and played a very selective schedule of regular PGA Tour events. He competed in 167 major tournaments, more than any other player, and finished with 73 PGA Tour victories, third behind Sam Snead and Woods, who both had 82. Nicklaus took up golf at the age of 10, scoring a 51 at a local country club for his first 9 holes ever played. His father had joined the club the same year, returning to golf to help heal a volleyball injury. Jack was coached at the club by the pro, Jack Grout, a Texas-developed contemporary of golf greats Brian Nelson and Ben Hogan. Grout had played quite successfully on the PGA Tour and become Nicholas's lifelong golf instructor. Nicholas overcame a mild case of polio at the age of 13. Nicholas won the first of five straight Ohio State junior titles at the age of 12. At 13, he broke a 70 at the local country club for the first time and became the year's youngest qualifier into the U.S. Junior Amateur, where he survived three match play rounds. He had earned a handicap of plus three at the age of 13, the lowest in the Columbus area. Nicholas won the Tri-State High School Championship, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, at the age of 14 with a round of 68, and also recorded his first hole-in-one in the tournament played that same year. At 15, Nicholas shot a 66 at the same local country club, which was the amateur course record, and qualified for his first U.S. amateur. He won the Ohio Open in 1956 at the age of 16, highlighted by a phenomenal third round of 64 competing against professionals. In all, Nicholas won 27 events in the Ohio area from age 10 to 17. In 1957, Nicholas won the International JC Junior Golf Tournament, having lost the previous year in a playoff. Nicholas also competed in his first of 44 consecutive U.S. Opens that year, but missed the cut. In 1958, at the age of 18, he competed in his first PGA Tour event, the Rubber City Open at Akron, Ohio, tying for 12th place after being just one out of the lead at the 36-hole mark, and made the cut in the U.S. Open, tying for 41st place. Nicholas also won two Trans-Mississippi Amateurs in 1958 at Prairie Dunes Country Club and in 1959 at Woods Hill Country Club, with final match victories of 9-8 and 3-2, respectively. Also in 1959, Nicholas won the North and South Amateur at Pinehurst, North Carolina, and competed in three additional PGA Tour events, with his best finish being another 12th place showing at the Buick Open. While attending Ohio State, he won the U.S. Amateur twice, 1959 and 61, and an NCAA championship in 61. In 1959, U.S. Amateur, Nicholas defeated two-time winner and defending champion Charles Coe in a one-up in the final 36-hole match when he birdied the 18th hole. This was significant not only because Coy's proven ability as a player, but also because Nicholas became the then youngest champion in the modern era, second only to Robert A. Gardner, who won in 1909. In 1961, Nicholas became the first player to win the individual title at the NCAA Championship and the U.S. Amateur Championship in the same year. He wasn't the only to do this. He was followed by Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, just to name a few. Nicholas also won the NCAA Big Ten Conference Championship that year with a 72-hole aggregate of 283, while earlier claiming the Western Amateur in New Orleans. At the 1960 U.S. Open, 20-year-old Nicholas shot a 2-under par 282, finishing in second place, two strokes behind the winner, a man named Arnold Palmer. This score remained the lowest ever by an amateur in the U.S. Open until Victor Hovland beat it the record in 2019. Nicholas played the final 36 holes with Ben Hogan, who later remarked that he had just played 36 holes with a kid who should have won by 10 shots. During the final 36 hole, Nicholas was 2-under, and he had shot every round of the tournament at or below par and was the only entrant to do so. Nicholas had held a lead by two shots with six holes to play. In 1960, Nicholas also tied for 13th in the Masters Tournament. He tied for 4th in the 1961 U.S. Open, three shots behind champion Gene Littler, having played the final 54 holes 1-under par. Each of these three major championship finishes designated Nicholas as a low amateur. However, Nicholas's 1-under par 287 tied for 7th in the 1961 Masters Tournament, and was second that year only to Charles Coe's low amateur placing when he tied for second with Arnold Palmer at 7-under par 281, one shot behind championship Gary Player. Nicholas represented the United States against Great Britain and Ireland on winning Walker Cup teams in both 59 and 61, decisively winning both of his matches in each contest. On the 1959 trip to Britain, he also made it his only attempt at the British Amateur, the world's oldest international amateur tournament, at Royal St. George's Golf Club, losing 4-3 in the quarterfinal round to fellow American Bill Handman. He was also a member of the victorious 1960 U.S. Eisenhower Trophy team, winning the unofficial individual title by 13 shots over teammate Dane Beeman, with a four-round score of 269, a record which still stands. The score was 18 shots lower than Ben Hogan's earlier U.S. Open aggregate of 287 at the same site, which had, however, been scored under much tougher conditions. For three straight years, 1959 through 61, Nicklaus was named the world's top amateur golfer by Golf Digest. Nicklaus attended Ohio State from 57 to 61. Yes, while he was doing all that, he was enrolled in college. He majored in pre-pharmacy and had good grades in the first 3 years. He intended to follow his father into pharmacy after graduation. As his amateur golf achievements mounted, yes, all of those were technically amateur achievements, Nicklaus changed his mind on his career path. He switched programs to study insurance. At that stage, he planned to remain an amateur golfer and earn his living by selling insurance. For a time, he worked in the insurance field while he also attended college. He married Barbara Bash, who was a nursing student at Ohio State, in July 1960, and their first child of five, Jack Jr., was born in September of 61. The following month, Nicklaus was intent on becoming the first amateur to win the Masters. In early November, he changed his mind and announced that he would be turning professional in order to support his family. He wound up a few course hours short of graduating from college. In a goodwill gesture, Ohio State granted him an honorary doctorate in 1972. And so begins his illustrious career as a professional. We want to thank you for joining us this episode and hope to have you back next week. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, and follow and like us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. As always, thank you to Jason Shaw at Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.